Welcome back to the Tip TV Sports Show. It's Monday morning, so let's go somewhere sunny and join friend of the show, Richard Keys. Richard, how are you?
Very well, Jamie. Thank you. Very well indeed.
Back
it's
outside
a glorious
today.
Afternoon.
Looking good out there. Looking nice. It's quite nice here as well, though, so at least we can't complain too much. Let's talk football, shall we? The Premier League coming to the end now, but Chelsea against Arsenal yesterday. Boring Chelsea or winners?
No, not for me. Very sensible Chelsea, pragmatic Chelsea. I like what Mourinho had to say about Arsenal today in some respects. Tongue-in-cheek, 10 years without a title, 11 going on 11, that's boring. I think to win a title, Jamie, you've got to show all sides of the abilities that you have. Early season, they were fantastic. Let's not be too churlish. Mark was 6-3. The night at Burnley early season when they were walking the ball in. I think they've been entertaining this year. I think they've been at times, most recently, pragmatic this year. Here's a big name to throw in. I was sitting with Ruud Gullit last night, who was one of our guests this weekend, who has the other opinion to mine. He actually is a little miffed that they don't go and entertain and they don't get on the front foot as often perhaps as they should do. He says he would like to see them go for the throat a great deal more. But I just think, for me, they look like they're running on empty to some degree. They are getting across the line. They need to be across the line, and there's no point in being as entertaining or as easy on the eye as Liverpool were last year and finishing second. There's a job to be done, and they will get it done.
Let's step forward to next season. What do the teams around them have to do to challenge Chelsea? Because as we look at a manager like Jose Mourinho, he just knows how to get a job done. What have the likes of Van Gaal, of Wenger, Brendan Rodgers, and whoever replaces Manuel Pellegrini, if we assume he's leaving at Manchester City, have to do to keep up with them?
Well, they've got to spend, Jamie. I mean, Manchester United, I'm funnily enough, I'm a little late this morning blogging, but I'm on the case and I will file very shortly. But I've been doing a little homework because there are a whole to people on Twitter that like the reasons that I will explain. Early season, I was making comparisons between Moyes and Louis van Gaal. And as far as United were concerned, not much had changed. I thought it's something I should return to and readdress exactly a year on from when Moyes was sacked. So return on average for Louis van Gaal this season, 1.91 points per game. Run that across the season, comes out at 72.573. Last year, that would not have been good enough to get Manchester United a Champions League place. Arsenal took fourth on 79. Where would United finish with that return? Seventh. Where did Moyes finish? Eighth. Are they any better? For 150 million, not for me, not a great deal more. I think they've got to go again. And I'll tell you what I think they need, Jamie. I think they need a right back because Valencia isn't. Minimum two centre-backs. They'll get one, probably, Mats Hummels. I'm not sure in our league whether he's not going to be another version of Mertesacker, a little slow and perhaps not quite up to the pace required. Fellaini's done brilliantly of late, but for me, he's not a Manchester United player, not in the traditions of the class they've always had in that department down the years. Young, not good enough. So they need another midfield player of class, and they need a forward. And I make that six, minimum. So they're going to have to spend, again, 150, 250 million to get competitive in our league, let alone the Champions League. City, major reconstruction required. Arsenal are the ones who I think are closest, and I think they showed that yesterday. They couldn't break Chelsea down quite, nearly did. Welbeck and Ozil have that wonderful opportunity. One or the other of them should take late on. But I, the others are going to have to spend. If you put Liverpool into the top four, you know, their job's even more attracting people to Anfield now that want to play Champions League football, not Europa League football. That's Rodgers' biggest problem, and he's going to have to go shopping elsewhere. He's not going to get the top guys to go to Anfield. So if Chelsea do this right, then I can see another period of domination in West London.
You mentioned a lot of names. Hello, Richard. It's Nigel, by the way. Good morning to you.
Hi, Nigel.
You mentioned a lot of names there going to Manchester United, but one name you never mentioned, which is always constantly linked with, is Gareth Bale. Could you envisage him coming back to Old Trafford? Or can you envisage him coming to the Premier League?
I tell you what I can see. I can see De Gea leaving. I think he'll go this summer because Manchester United need to get a fee for him. Now, if that happens, then I think if I'm Manchester United, I'm saying to Real Madrid, look, I need something here because I've got to placate supporters. We are losing our best player. He has been that, I think, for the last probably 18 months at Manchester United. Now, if Gareth Bale is of a mind to want to return home, then I would push as far and as hard as I could to persuade Real Madrid to let me have him. I don't know if he is. Kit sponsors play a major role these days in placing players. Manchester United are an Adidas brand again. Gareth Bale is an Adidas brand. It might just suit all parties to make that deal happen. But amongst the other things United will be looking for me is a goalkeeper.
Yeah, he looks like he'll be. Just one other thing. If, for example, Gareth Bale does come back to Old Trafford, then obviously then Real Madrid will be looking for another player. And again, this morning's papers are linked with Eden Hazard. And if the offer come in for £200 million for our player of the year this season, it'll be too good for Jose to turn down, surely.
I don't think he's going anywhere. No, I don't think he is. I think Chelsea can afford to turn that down. I would be very, very surprised. I think right now it suits Hazard to be where he is. I think he's enjoying his football. I haven't heard that.
Right.
I am aware, of course, as everybody else is, that Real Madrid are courting him, that telling us all what a good player he is. If Hazard were to make it plain he wanted to go to Real Madrid, that changes everything because, as I've said many times, you can't keep unhappy players. It might then be that Chelsea want to make Bale part of any deal that he's done. But if I'm Mourinho and I want a really good tilt at the European Cup next year, I'm not letting Hazard go anywhere soon. Maybe a little like Liverpool had to accept with Suarez, he's going, but stay and give me a year. There's plenty of time. I think he'll be at Chelsea next year.
Just on Hazard as well, it obviously won the PFA Player of the Year award yesterday. But a man that you've been constantly bigging up on this show, saying if Chelsea did go on to win the league, which we will now assume they are going to, is John Terry. And Jose Mourinho called his performance yesterday the best he's ever seen from John Terry. Are you still of the opinion that he should argue have been the PFA Player of the Year? Have we still got...
Yes, Jamie. I mean, I know he's not going to win any popularity contests because of the checkered past that he's got.
Of course.
But if you're judging John Terry on the professional half part of his life, he's monumental. He's been enormous for Chelsea. He has this season. And I repeat again, it's 18 months since Rafa Benitez was telling us he couldn't play two games in a week. He's played every game that Chelsea have this season. He has been the rock upon which this title has been built. I know, I understand, and I am a great fan of Hazard's. I of course he's going to win Player of the Year because he's attractive. He does the offensive things, which are often the more difficult. But John Terry has been magnificent for Chelsea as an individual, long-term, across the last 12 years, and short-term this season. I think he's been fantastic. He's in the PFA Team of the Year, so you know people around the game are aware of his contribution. But I just think he should have. It would have been right. He has been the reason for me, one of the biggest reasons why Chelsea will win this title.
Just on a quick point there, Richard, about the PFA player you say about John Terry. Do you remember the last defender to win it? Like last centre half to ever, or has there ever been a? So it's always a striker, isn't it? I can't remember.
It's always a forward because their contribution is easy on the eye and we enjoy it. But I mean, I'm thinking back to, I mean, Dave Mackay was probably when he won it. He was still playing in the old midfield, left half, wasn't he? I can't remember. It's a good question. I really can't remember the last centre back to win it.
I don't think
one will going forward because it's
mate. Mate, John. Apparently, John Terry won it in 2004. We've just been told by our producer.
Ah, well, Well, there we are then.
There you go. There you go. I didn't know that.
I'll tell you the answer to the question. John Terry in 2004.
I'll give you Clint Hill in 2016.
I suspect not.
Richard, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you as always for joining us here on the Tip TV Sports Show, and we will speak to you again next week.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot, mate. Sorry about the quality of some of that interview there. We were having issues with the technology, but you got what Richard Keys had to say anyway. So that's that. Thanks for watching that part. Right, we've got one more part to go through, and that's with Mark Halsey. So we'll see you after the break.